Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I hope that you enjoy these podcasts, that they give you value. I'm always open for feedback. But I do want to say that I appreciate all who listen. It seems like I talk about automation all the time. It's one of the most straightforward ways we can drive efficiency within our organizations. But automation must be smart. I have a story for you that I think will drive this point home. One day, a few weeks ago, and it was after a hard rain, I walk outside, about to take a walk. I mean, it was pouring down, you know, where everything's kind of flooded out and it takes a while to dry. But I walk outside and I hear this noise. It goes, I was like, what's that noise? It's kind of loud. I look over and it was my neighbor's sprinklers that were running. Unautomated running. We in the Tiefertiller house, that's way too much automation for us some days. So we don't even have sprinklers. But those who have them set them to automation. Every morning at 7 a.m., the sprinklers go off. But this neighbor's automation, even after a flooding rain, the sprinklers still began. While this seems silly and a very inefficient, possibly stupid, waste of water, I must comment that we do the same within our service management organizations. We automate things without either optimizing or giving controls. On my neighbor's sprinklers, they make it so that if you get so much rain, the sprinklers don't turn on. These controls that would save way more than the cost. And the same is true in our service management organizations. We must optimize and add controls as we automate. Also, we need to have some sort of measure or metric to see if our automation is really creating value. For example, the sprinklers. What happens when water is sprayed on washed out grass that's already been flooded? It just runs off and it has zero benefit. Our automation does the same. Just as my neighbor could have put a sensor on the sprinklers, we can do the same with our automation. Just having that sensor would pay for the cost in water, not to mention the environmental and sustainability costs, right? So one of the things that I push for with clients is the ability to measure our automation initiatives. How could we measure what we're doing? And this helps for two reasons. And this is the punchline, folks. We want to measure because we want to measure the effectiveness of our automation initiatives, but we also want to measure because it helps us get more funding in the future, right? If we can show that we added so much value in this automation, wouldn't the organization be throwing more money at you to create more value? In an area, in a time where budgets are tight like they are now, money is going to be spent on the areas that can show that they are producing value. And that's why you want to measure your automation very well. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today, this Tuesday. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Please follow our LinkedIn company page and let me know how we at Service Management Leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome, awesome day. Bye.